Talk About on Radio Kerry with Deirdre Walsh.
Good afternoon. A very warm welcome to you all. This is Deirdre Walsh and this is the Talk About Show from now until 3 o'clock here on Radio Kerry. I hope I find you all well. We're going to start the afternoon by talking about taxis, or rather a shortage of them, because there was a meeting this morning of the Tralee Municipal District of Kerry County Council, and Councillor Terry O'Brien, who is himself a wheelchair user, brought up the issue of a serious lack of wheelchair taxis specifically. He's on the line now to tell us about this. Terry, you're very welcome.
Afternoon, Deirdre. How are you?
I'm good. Terry, how hard is it to get a wheelchair taxi in Kerry?
I tell you, no, Deirdre, I work for the Irish Wheelchair Association as the service coordinator for the county, and over the last, we'll say, month and a half in particular, it's I would say I'm having a call at least every other day from people who just cannot access a wheelchair taxi. They're just not available. They're out of service. They're in Cork Airport. You know, there's always some reason, but genuinely, the number of people who just can't get them is, it's frustrating though at this stage. So that's what I brought up this morning, to contact the relevant authority, whether it's, you know, the minister or whoever, and ask them what the story is, what's going wrong, where is the fall down, because it is a major problem. It's especially children, you know, Kerry being a rural county, you know, we know the train services, you know, basically Tralee, Clarny and out. The bus service is usually high, what they call high bed buses, which means there's no room for a wheelchair, which you can't get into them. So the majority of people who don't have their own transport are depending on wheelchair taxis.
I see. So, and, you know, and Terry, if you're somebody who needs to get to a hospital appointment or to work, we'll say, via taxi, I know that probably wouldn't happen too often, but perhaps it does. What are your alternatives if you can't get a wheelchair taxi?
I really don't know. To be honest, you've got friends who can throw you out of their car or something, because it's horrendous out there. And I don't want to lace. There are some wheelchair taxis that operate and do their best, but there are others that don't. I mean, I suppose I wrote to the minister about this a while back, and he contacted and said in March of 2020, just when the COVID broke, there were 34 wheelchair taxis registered in Kerry, and there was 8 of them were registered in Tralee. No, there's no way in life that there's 42 wheelchair taxis in operation in the town. No, I spoke with a person who has one of these vans, and he said that, you know, in Tralee they don't operate first off the rank, and sometimes if you're sitting in your van, people like to pass it and go to a car. Maybe they find the car more comfortable, you know. But and things like that, I suppose, can be frustrating also. And look, there's no problem. I do know if I arrive down to get a wheelchair taxi, it's a bit of work. Deirdre Walsh can go down, jump into the back of the car, and the run is done. You know what I mean? But I go down, they have to open the van, take out the telescopic ramps and get me in and clamp me down. And there's a little bit of work to it, you know. But I think, like, the people who took on these feature taxes knew that. But it is something that was brought to my attention, that sometimes it can be time-consuming. So, look, I suppose what I was calling on the minister for was to have a serious look at the situation, serious look at what can and can't be done. Is there incentive there for someone to go in, buy a proper wheelchair taxi car, to run it properly? And, you know, and again, liaise with the people who are registered to have them, and ask them, are they using them, and are they using them correctly?
And Terry, give us an idea, and I'm sure you must know this from your other job when you're not being a councillor. Roughly, yeah, how many wheelchair users would there be in Kerry?
Jeez, I couldn't say. They'd be in the hundreds anyway. You know, it would be well into the hundreds.
Okay, you know, and is it a growing number?
We're an aging population, statistics have shown, so obviously it'd be a growing number, you know. But again, it's like, I suppose my problem here is I can't just arrive down now to Main Street, Killarney, or into the middle of Stowell or down to the Mall and just expect to get a wheelchair taxi. You know, it would never happen. I'd hate to go out of a pub inside in town with Deirdre Walsh, the two of us come out of a pub, and I say, we get a taxi home, Deirdre, because it would be waiting for a long time. It's hard enough to get the taxi that are not specifically for disabled, but to try one to wait for a wheelchair taxi is incredible. Now, I've been told that you book them, you know, but some people can't book these, Deirdre, 7 days in advance. They can't book them. Now, I know a certain amount of them are tied to schools. They have contracts with the Department of Education to take people and, you know, young kids in wheelchairs to and from schools, and I understand that. But where is the fall down? Where is the breakdown? What's what's going wrong, because as I said, we're an aging population, we're getting older, more and more people are ending up in wheelchairs or have mobility impairments and are happier in a van. We've got people, mummies with buggies, are quite happy to throw the buggy into a van. But it just seems to be going the wrong direction. So, you know, I suppose that's why I'm calling it out.
Okay, and Terry, would it be a huge investment for a taxi operator to decide to buy a vehicle that was wheelchair accessible? Would it be a far bigger investment than just buying a regular car for taxi purposes?
No, 100%, Deirdre. 100%. And again, that's what I have asked them. I know for a while, if you got a wheelchair plate, you got the plate free. There was a while they were charging so much for wheelchair plates, but if you bought a wheelchair taxi, they'd give you the plate free. Now, that's a while back, and I'm trying to get the exact information at the moment. It's hard to find. But that's what I called them this morning. I asked the minister to give incentive to Dermot Green to go in and buy a taxi and kit it out correctly, put a proper ramp on the back of it, have yourself and your staff trained how to put them in and clamp them down, but give incentive, take the VAT off the bus, take the VRT off the bus, give them incentives to put the right equipment into the buses and into the minivans. Like my old van is a minivan, but it's got to be there. It's got to be done soon, because the problem here is, you know, people are getting more and more frustrated.
Yeah, and as you say, it's a growth area with an aging population. Terry, Absolutely. While I have you, and while we're on the subject of taxis, it's come to my attention recently in the last couple of weeks from talking to girls who are a lot younger than me and who'd be out a lot later at night than I would, that there seems to be a shortage of taxis, we'll say, in the small hours of the morning. If you're out and you end up at a party or you end up in a late bar, that any time from 1 o'clock in the morning onwards, very hard to get a taxi in Tralee, or so I've been told from a number of people. Are you hearing that as well?
Yeah, look, to be honest, I've got that. In fairness, I've been told that for a while now. No, look, I would have a couple of people that I would liaise with in the taxi group below there, and they'd chat way openly to him. Look, they've said, really, since the COVID, a lot of the older fellas didn't bother coming back. They just, you know, put down tools, and they haven't returned to the ranks yet. Whether they come back or not, no, it's 3 years after, but their numbers are down. There's an app at the moment, a taxi's using that. No, it's not Uber. Uber's in Dublin, but it's not in Kerry. But there's an app there, and some of these drivers sign up to the app, and once they have enough runs done and enough to tick the box, and they call it a day, and I suppose a lot of them want to go down there in the daytime and not at night, and you know, obviously because of this, there are no taxis available. But like I was speaking with one of the lads recently, they were saying, have a look at the taxi drivers at the moment. There's no young people coming into the business. So why? What's going wrong? Why is the taxis? My own father was a taxi driver. What suddenly has happened that it seems that the taxi rank or being a taxi driver isn't a job?
Okay, well, funny you should mention that, because we've just had a text in from a listener, Terry, who says they were listening to another station last week, and on that station they heard a taxi driver speaking on the subject of wheelchair accessible taxis, and the taxi driver said that the bottom line is over-regulation of the taxi business, and that's why people aren't providing them, and I presume also why they're not going into taxiing as a profession, as a way of earning a living.
Well, that's just a wheelchair taxi, but I mean, in general, taxi numbers are down. Now, we do know for a while, because it was a number of years ago now, they deregulated and they destroyed a lot of people's livelihoods and they gave out plates for nothing. But now it seems to go the other way altogether. It seems to be that the taxi numbers are dropping. So maybe someone like the Tralee Taxi Association would be good people to have a chat about that, because I can't really speak. But I can tell you that there are certainly drops in the numbers, all taxis, not just wheelchair taxis. There are certainly no young people taking up a taxi job as a permanent job or as their full-time job. So, look, it's an industry that needs to be reviewed and all that goes with that, and I'm sure there are relevant bodies out there to do that. But I suppose, yeah, I'm agreeing 100%. What you're saying, there is a shortage of taxis, especially at the night times here, late in the night, in the major towns. There certainly is a big fall down in numbers. You know, you could be standing outside pennies there for a long time to wait for a taxi to come, and Jesus, sometimes it's so bad, Jesus, they come around the corner, they always say, down by the end of the street, down by Abracababra, and there's a race for them.
Yeah, I would worry though, Terry, about just on that subject, and I'm not for one second blaming the existing taxi drivers, because I'm sure they're trying their best to pick everyone up that they possibly can. But yeah, I would worry about young women, well, anyone in particular, but I suppose particularly women trying to get home after a late night out in town. And then I spoke to somebody recently, and she and her friend just took the chance and walked home, and that's not ideal late at night, you know, vulnerable young women walking home.
Absolutely. That's why, look, I suppose really it's up to themselves to make sure before they go out they have a taxi ordered or they have a friend ready to pick them up, because no, like my daughter's coming to that age where she's going to be gallivanting, and I'm hoping that she doesn't be just walking out of a pub or a nightclub just expecting to have a taxi, that they've been organised, because no, not today. No, it's different. It's different times, Deirdre. When you and I were young, we could stagger up Strand Road or up Doon and Ballybunion or whatever, but it's different times though, you know. You have to be careful now, and you have to ensure that you're safe. And you know, we don't know what the story is out there, so you're only hoping that your daughter or your son is responsible enough to say, if we go for a few pints, that we have a wee home after, you know?
Exactly. Well, listen, we leave it there. I'm sure there'll be lots of comments from the listeners coming in about this. But Terry, thank you for coming on and speaking to us and highlighting the shortage of wheelchair taxis as well, which is the original conversation we were having. That is Councillor Terry O'Brien there, Tralee, Kerry County Council member. And he brought this up at the monthly meeting of the Tralee Municipal District this morning.
Talk About on Radio Kerry, brought to you in association with Kitty O'Shea's Seafood and Grill Restaurant, College Street, Killarney, working closely with suppliers to produce only the finest quality, locally sourced meat and fish for our menus.